You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We are here at Site Village, London, and I'm currently at the Synaptic stand, joined by Mary McMahon. Mary, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So can you tell us a little bit about Synaptic and what you guys do?
Synaptic, we've developed a specific system for people who are blind or partially sighted, really to make mainstream technology accessible. So we've developed software that works on standard mobile phones and tablets, and we've now also just brought out our own smartwatch.
So what devices does your smartphone software support? What sort of smartphones are you able to install the software on?
So it works on Android smartphones. Now, we tend to use Samsung devices because they are, you know, well known and they're also very well developed. But you can use it on other Android devices as well.
So how does it work? Do you sell phones pre-installed with Synaptic, or can someone buy a smartphone and then come to you to install it? How does it work?
Either option, really. Most people come to us and we advise them on the different models of phone that we do, and we ask them what kind of things they would normally use their phone for, and then advise them, you know, what would be a good fit for them. And then we pre-install Synaptic. We also satisfy their options as well. So if they want their Gmail set up, if they want certain apps put on the device, we can set all of that up and then we send that out to them. Some people do buy their own device, and then we can also sell the software separately, so then they can install it themselves, or they can get our help to install it.
Now, you also have your watches here, which have been quite popular. Can you tell us a little bit about what they are?
We've developed our new smartwatches. They work on a very similar principle to the Synaptic software on our phones and tablets. They work on very clear, very bright menu systems. Everything speaks to you on the screen, so you can scroll through a menu. You can select that menu and it'll always read out what's on the screen. We have two different smartwatches. We have a light version, which is a basic version, and that is basically for telling the time, for setting alarms, and, you know, timers. But we also do a plus version, and we've just brought out version 2 of our plus smartwatch. And basically what we've done is added some voice control to that, so that you can do things like, say, call Bob, and it'll automatically call someone from your contacts in your phone, or in your watch, sorry. Or we've also added like a chatbot, which works in a similar way to Alexa, so you can ask questions and get information through that as well.
Does it have like health tracking features, or is it more kind of an assistance tool?
It also has health features as well, so you can set health goals, you can track your steps, you can track your heart rate. Again, it all works by reading everything out.
Does it need to be used in conjunction with a phone, or can it be used as a standalone device?
At the moment, it's used as a standalone device, so it's got its own smart SIM card in the watch itself, so that enables you to still make calls and texts just on the watch, and you don't need a phone.
Are there plans to use them in conjunction with a smartphone, or is that not the plan at the moment?
We are looking to develop other features for the smartphone, so that might be a possibility in future.
What are the prices of your smartwatches?
So the basic watch, which is the Lite, that is 149, and then the Plus watch is 299.
And if people would like to purchase one of your watches, or maybe find out more about your phones, how can they contact you?
Okay, so we do have a website, www.synaptic.com. You can call us on 0191 909 7909, or you can email us just for general inquiry at sales@synaptic.com.
Mary McMahon from Synaptic, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for your time. Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.